And now it's 8:30 and time for our traffic and weather report from Julie Dunster.
Good morning. And I'm afraid it's more bad news for those of you travelling into London this weekend. After yesterday's plane crash on the motorway near Heathrow Airport, there are still long delays while police and firemen continue to clear the area. So, if you're travelling into London from the west, be prepared to queue for 2 to 3 hours before getting into central London. Passengers flying into and out of Heathrow today can also expect long delays as airport staff try to clear yesterday's flights. Before travelling to Heathrow, passengers are advised to contact their local travel agent, as many flights are delayed by more than 24 hours. Most hotels in and around the airport have been fully booked by airlines trying to arrange accommodation for their passengers who would otherwise have had to sit in the airport overnight. So please, don't travel to Heathrow unless you absolutely have to. On the railways, the picture is a little better, although poor weather and thick fog in the southeast mean that most trains into London are arriving late this morning. British Rail also advises us that trains between London and Edinburgh are very crowded, and unless you reserve your seat, you may find yourself standing for the whole journey. Seat reservations can be made at your nearest British Rail travel office. If you're planning to get away by sea this weekend, please note that there will be no 11 o'clock sailing this morning from Dover to Calais. Due to rough seas, the first crossing will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon and not at 1:30 as previously advertised. For further information about ferry crossings, you can phone British Ferries on 057-4419. And one final word for those of you hoping to travel by express coach. In view of the bad weather conditions, many coach companies are operating a limited service only, with far fewer vehicles running than usual. So please check before you leave home that the coach you are planning to catch has not been cancelled. All in all, I'd say that this is a weekend to stay at home, but if